Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes. Join me every Monday for a new episode of my podcast, Recovering from Reality. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, I'm here to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights to empower you on the road towards authentic wellness. So, are you ready to recover from reality?
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill Dunn and alongside me virtually, as always, is Carlene Higgins. Hey Carlene.
Hey guys. Hi Jill.
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, oh, great. How are you?
I am doing good, but before we get into today's episode, which is a damn goods and we're reviewing everything that's epic for fall, we need to pick up on a Slack conversation that we were having, and that has to do with Canada's Drag Race. So the RuPaul's Drag Race offshoot that's happened here in Canada. Spoiler alerts, by the way, if you guys don't want to know who won, like fast forward for like 60 seconds, but I just need to gloat for a minute. Because I actually predicted the winner back when we talked in June to Brooklyn Heights, who was one of the judges on the show.
Yeah, you absolutely did. And I was behind Jill by like several weeks and catching up on the episode. So I finally caught up the other night and I shot her a Slack and I was like, what in the hell? Well, that was actually when somebody got kicked off who was my favorite and my prediction for the win. I was like, what happened? So, yeah.
But overall, honestly, that show, if you guys have not seen it, I know it is streaming all over the world, in Australia, in the UK, and in the US. And it was just, frankly, a joy to watch. Mm-hmm. Everything about it just made me giggle and smile, and we need more of that in the world. And I think as being from Canada, typically we kind of like roll our eyes a bit and then we're like, oh, Canada's Drag Race. How good could it be? But honestly, it was so entertaining. It was so good.
Yeah. Well, just because RuPaul wasn't on it.
Exactly.
That's why we were like, how good is this production going to be? But it was legit. It was highly entertaining. It's family viewing at my house for myself and my kids. We all love it. So we finished that. And now we're moving on to Glow Up. That's the makeup competition show out of the UK. And Val Garland's a judge. And I'm like, I have only watched one episode and I'm absolutely hooked.
What do they win?
They get a contract, like a 1-year contract to be, I think it's like an assistant. So I don't know if it's to her or there's a guy from MAC or what the deal is. But I just like, I love seeing their creativity and like these next level looks. So I've got a new show. Don't worry, Jill. Don't worry for me. I've got something else to watch.
So good. And if you guys are interested in hearing a little bit more from us, I wanted to take a moment to shout out a podcast that we were on last week. It's called Everything is Fine, and it's hosted by the wonderful Tali Abacasis and Kim France. The content is really intended for people who are 40 curious, as Kim says. So they often tackle topics about aging and just feeling good about yourself and what it means to be an older woman and redefining things for yourself. But we talked to them about budget beauty finds and a lot of them that make you look good fast and that just don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah. So I shared my favorite like budget moisturizer right now and a great concealer for under eyes, for dark circles. And we know we get a lot of feedback from you guys that you want to know our budget finds. I'll be honest, we don't have a lot in today's episode, but that's because we're saving them up for a special updated all new budget episode that we're going to be dropping in just a few weeks. So definitely stay tuned for that.
We'll link to that episode that we were on with Everything is Fine. And just want to say thank you so much to Tali and Kim for having us. We loved talking to them and we had so much fun. And just for me personally, like Kim was one of the founding editors of Sassy Magazine, which I was obsessed with. And she was the founding editor of Lucky Magazine. This woman knows her way around a beauty closet. And so she got all the tea from us. So check that out. So that's it for our bit of housekeeping. Let's get back to our epic fall roundup episode. Carlene, let's tell everyone what they're going to hear about today. And by the way, every single thing that we talk about, we'll list it over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
All right. So you're going to hear about some of the buzziest new makeup brands that are newly launching, like Rare Beauty and Byredo Makeup. That was kind of a surprise out of nowhere hit. You're also going to hear about a new skincare product that Jill has been loving lately. And stay tuned till the end for the latest skincare gadget that everyone's definitely going to want to know about. What's up, Breaking Beauty fans? If you're tuning in from the US, I want to take a quick moment to let you know about a super smart skincare solution I recently learned about, courtesy of our friends at Rory. Rory is a digital health clinic for women. It's a sister brand to Roman, which perhaps you've heard of. Basically, they're all about helping you connect with a healthcare professional online to see if a personalized skincare prescription treatment is right for you. So whether you're worried about excessive redness, like I always am, or acne, dullness, or deep wrinkles, all you have to do is jump on your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a US licensed healthcare professional within 24 hours. Wow. They will assess your skin condition and figure out whether a personalized prescription skincare plan is right for you. If it is, your custom skincare will be delivered right to your door with free 2-day shipping. So you don't even have to see the inside of a pharmacy. Hallelujah. You can follow up with a healthcare professional anytime if you have questions or want to make a change in your treatment. Rory will be there holding your hand from a safe virtual distance every step of the way through your skin journey. The best part is there's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. Go to hellorory.com/beauty to try out their nightly defense for just $5. It's free to talk with the doctor and your first order is just $5. That's hellorory.com/beauty. And we'll link to this offer on our blog and in our show notes. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply. HelloRory.com/beauty. All right. So normally we always start out with skincare. We know that you guys are huge skincare junkies, but there's so much news in makeup that honestly, we have to give it some love straight off the top. And we're going to start with none other than Rare Beauty, the new line by Selena Gomez.
Okay. So I did not get my package yet, Carlene. So I'm very excited to hear what you thought of the line and what you think the winners are. And it's just definitely part of this bigger trend we're seeing, right? Of so many celebrities launching makeup lines right now.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like they used to be kind of like on the poster to represent like a new lipstick or something in these big campaigns. And now it's as though they've stepped out of the frame and they're really owning their own lines. It really, you know, with Selena Gomez, I know that mental health is a topic that's really close to her heart. So we know that 1% of the proceeds from this whole line is going toward increasing access to mental health services. So I think just having like so much more integrity behind these lines is what makes them not just a flash in the pan, you know?
Yeah. And I think she's committed to $100 million over the next 10 years. So that's a pretty big deal.
That's super exciting. And of course, we know that Sephora is behind this line as well. It's exclusive to Sephora. So although it's not one of the Kendo brands, so to speak, I feel like, you know, Sephora, they get all that intel from their customers. They know what they want. And they really brought a lot of, I would say, like, thoughtfulness to these formulations. And I think that's where Rare Beauty really wins.
Okay, so let's hear about it. Because I know a lot of people were kind of comparing it to Fenty. Like, what's been your experience so far? What have you been loving?
Okay, so my favorite product from the lot is the Rare Beauty Liquid Touch Weightless Foundation. And certainly that's the one everyone's going to compare to Fenty. It has 48 shades, except this one is only $29, which is cheaper than the Fenty. It's $38 Canadian. And of course, it launched just at the beginning of September. I really love it. So first of all, just to tell you, like, what it is, it's meant to be a lightweight foundation that goes on super naturally, but it has quite a bit of pigment to it. So it will give you a medium to full coverage finish. And I think we're all familiar with the bottle. We've probably seen it on Instagram. It's this beautiful, like, it's got this sculptural shape to it. So it's in a thin bottle and then it has like this white ball on the top. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to look good on your shelfie. And when you open it, what's really unique is it's got this gigantic doe foot applicator. Like it almost reminds me of the applicators of those big concealers that were coming
like
out last
tape.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's meant to be like a serum foundation. So you actually shake it. And you can hear that click, click, click inside. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I've tried serum foundations in the past and I don't typically like them. Usually they come with a dropper. And although they're really lightweight, there's like a slickness and an oiliness to it that I just do not like. I feel like that was like a flash in the pan kind of a gimmick that I don't think those are going to last. But this one goes on and it feels more just like a very lightweight, almost watery foundation without having any oiliness to it, but it is quite pigmented. So what you're going to do is you're going to put dots on your face, like in the main areas where you want coverage. For me, that would be all over my T-zone. And then I just used my beauty blender and blended it in as usual. And I really found it had a very natural second skin effect. Mm-hmm. So it's not particularly matte. It's not particularly dewy. It just looks very natural. It kind of even reminded me of the Bite Beauty foundation that I really fell in love with last year.
Yeah, that all clocks, right? Because it is all like under Sephora. I'm sure they definitely informed each other.
Well, I mean, Sephora, so as an example, NARS launched a soft matte foundation this fall as well. And the publicist actually told me that that was in collaboration with Sephora and that they were using all of the feedback from their customers to tell them what they wanted. So that one's a very different foundation. It's quite matte, more like the Charlotte Tilbury airbrush.
Right.
But yeah, so we know that they're kind of feeding into that. And that just makes sense. I mean, Selena's not a makeup artist. Maybe she has Hung Van Gogh helping her, but obviously they're going to be using the power of their knowledge to create these formulas. So I love this foundation. I think it's so natural. This is like a new favorite for me, but I think it's really representative of the line. Like what I noticed just having tried quite a few products is that it's like taking existing ideas. Like, for example, the Lip Souffle Matte Lip Cream. We all know a liquid matte lip color, but this one just went on. It gives you a soft finish and it's so comfortable. But what I liked is it wasn't thick. So they managed to get that pigment without having that thickness. Like I can never get a clean line with a matte liquid lip color. I always have to use my finger to blend it in. And then you don't get that nice shape to it. So this one you do. So everything was like, yeah, it's already out there, but this is so thoughtful and it's just slightly better. Mm-hmm. And I honestly found that throughout the line. So I think it's great. I think it's a winner and I think people are going to love it.
That's good.
And what I personally really like is that a lot of these like cool kid brands, they're so in your face with these palettes and not every even person in their 20s wants that look or feels connected right. to that. And I think what makes this line unique is that it's a softer approach. So you get to be part of the club, but like, if you're not the type of person who can use a 25-piece palette on your eyes, right. you don't have to feel excluded. Like, these are really easy to use and you just look really beautiful without having that, pow, I'm hitting you over the head with my self-expression. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that all goes in line with the MO of giving back with this Rare Impact Fund. Like, she's trying to be inclusive on like every level. So,
Good. Loving it. Go,
I like
Selena.
I like the doe foot applicator. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
And I like that the cap, I was telling you before, the caps, apparently there was a lot of thought in the design in that because Selena Gomez has lupus herself and she wanted to make the caps really easy for people to undo and to use. And I think that also plays into that utilitarianism, Carlene, of using that doe foot.
Yeah.
It's for people who maybe don't have the dexterity or the flexibility or so in that way, that's very thoughtful too and very inclusive.
Yeah. It's also matte, like everything's matte. So it's not so slippy.
The exterior of the package, you mean?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a matte glass and the plastic is matte. And it's like, there's so many smart things in this line. I could go on and on, but we need to move on. But I think, honestly, it's a thumbs up for me. So, yeah, check out that foundation. Did not settle into my fine lines, guys. That's what I like the best.
Amazing.
So I know foundations are usually huge for fall. Is there one you've been trying and loving that's new?
So it's not exactly a foundation, but it is a complexion product that I'm really digging. And it just launched this week. So this is the Say Beauty Slip Cover Broad Spectrum SPF 35 Tinted Moisturizer. So this is Say Beauty. And so this is the first complexion product from Say Beauty. Say Beauty is a clean makeup brand. And I know a lot of people are obsessed with the mascara. I know that Pia Barancini, when she was on our show, she's recommended the Say mascara. Several people have, which I just think that their clean formulations have a lot of performance in them. And so that's why I was very curious to try this brand. So there's 9 shades and it's $32. What I really like about this is that it has a lot of skin-loving hydration in it. It's meant to have a dewy finish on it. And for me, this is the product that really meets the moment that we're in right now, which is that we just sometimes want to put a little something on our skin so we look alive and fresh for a Zoom call. This is makeup that I would be reaching for like every day to wear at home. It's not got a ton of coverage, but it makes your skin look even and good.
Okay. So that's why there's not 48 shades, because it's kind of more of a lighter finish.
Yeah, I think this is almost like a 2.0 of a tinted moisturizer. They have 9 different shades, but it's a really wide spectrum. So there's one which is very fair, and then up to number 9, which is richly deep. And they do have women of color and Black women in this campaign on their website. So love to see it. Love the inclusivity. And they said about the shade matching that they actually designed this formula to be more sheer than most tinted moisturizers that are out there. So the pigments are just that much more flattering on your skin tones. For myself, I thought I'd be shade number 2, but they actually sent me shade 4 to try out. And I was able to make it work with my skin tone. I felt like it was really flattering and it didn't look like I was wearing something that was too dark for me. So I think they're definitely onto something there. And I really love this feature that they have. You know how hard it is to buy complexion products online, and they have a feature on their Instagram at Say Beauty, that's SAIE. And if you're not sure which color to buy, you can actually DM them a picture of yourself and they'll recommend a shade for you. And you can also text them a picture of yourself. So I just love the way that these brands are innovating and connecting with people to make this whole shopping experience online easier. And by the way, they're supposed to be selling this on Cult Beauty very soon. So it'll be available globally. And so I would say, if there's people out there that love or know the Beauty Counter Dew Skin SPF product, this is a very similar finish to that. And I know Beauty Counter, it's an MLM, which isn't everybody's favorite. So I think that this is a good, clean option for people who want that dewy, glowy, tinted moisturizer look. And there's just not a lot of clean tinted moisturizers out there. So I wanted to bring this to everyone's attention. No silicones, only mineral sunscreens. It's got hyaluronic acid in it, argan oil, and just like dewy vibes, yo.
And not that there's anything wrong with conventional tinted moisturizers. We basically have a tiny invisible asterisk beside every time we say clean now. You have to go back and listen to our episode with the EcoWell to find out why not everything is non-toxic. So, but we know that people shop in particular stores that sell like organic and all natural products. So I think it's worth mentioning for people who are still shopping that way.
And I just can't believe they got that name, Slip Cover. Is there anything better? Like, it just really describes how it feels on the skin, but like a gauzy slip cover. It's great. Now, quick break to hear about what's new from one of our longstanding show partners, Native. We've talked so much on our show, you guys, about how we believe it's important to have choice when it comes to your beauty and self-care routine. And I know many of you prefer a clean option for your daily deodorant. That's why I love Native. So Native deodorant is a natural aluminum-free deodorant, but it doesn't sacrifice performance. So it gets rid of odor and helps to minimize wet underarms so you feel fresh all day long. Native is made with ingredients like tapioca starch, coconut oil, shea butter, and baking soda. But don't worry, there's even a baking soda free version for sensitive skin types. I really like the coconut and vanilla scent, but if you want to match your mood to the season, they have seasonal favorites like pumpkin spice latte and apple and honeysuckle. And something else that I think is really groundbreaking is that now Native offers the choice of plastic-free packaging with five of their best-selling scents. So these are made from paperboard and they ship in a 100% recycled paper mailer. I think it's very cool. So Native is risk-free to try and every product comes with free shipping within the US. Plus there's free 30-day returns and exchanges. And you can see for yourself why so many people love Native. You can check out the more than 14,000 five-star reviews that they have on their website. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by heading over to nativedeo.com/beauty20 or use promo code beauty20 at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/beauty20 or use promo code beauty20 at checkout for 20% off your first order. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes.
Okay, well, I think we should move on to color cosmetics. And I want to tell you about a line that I was really excited. I felt like it kind of was a surprise and it came out of nowhere. It's the Byredo makeup line. So a lot of you probably know Byredo as a fragrance house, kind of an indie fragrance brand. The founder is Ben Gorham. And the candles, of course, it's like in every sort of flat lay that we've seen or everybody's bathroom selfie. They're just so beautiful. Like those fonts, how many people knocked off the Byredo font?
Oh, yeah. It really has a very specific aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. So now the line has makeup and it's a collaboration between Byredo and the makeup artist Isamaya French. And Isamaya is just an incredible talent, a true artist. I think her work, she can do natural like she does when she does a Burberry show as the creative director, but mostly she's known for being very avant-garde. She's the creative director of Days Beauty. You'll see her work in like Vogue Italia, ID, Pop. And she really pushes the limits on proportions, like things can look almost strange or like alien-like. So she's flexing her creative muscles so hard. And they worked on this line for 2 years together, but they kind of came out and said, like, we weren't going to just put out a conventional line. It had to be special. It had to push those limits. And so the product that I want to talk to you about is, it's called the Byredo Color Sticks. And I think it's the most representative of that kind of ethos. Mm-hmm. So Jill, I have a few of them here. They're in these beautiful silver tubes that you twist up. Of course, they're very high quality as you would expect. And so it has like this magnet and you hear that click and they actually will together kind of magnetize. They're $30 US each, $42 in Canada. It launches October 1st. So when this comes out, I think that's going to be tomorrow, available at Byredo stores and Holt Renfrew here in Canada. So I have a few shades here. It comes in 16 shades and they do have different finishes like dewy and kind of like a metallic garlic cream powder, but they're really designed to be used as a multi-stick all over your face. So to me, this is like the NARS multiple for the new decade. That's kind of what it is. You know, you can, you can play with them and you can wear it on your cheeks, your lips, and your eyes. But what I would say makes these different than the multiple that I can remember is when you use them in different areas of your face, and I'm not exactly sure why this is, but it just takes on a completely different look and tone, if that makes sense. Like, here's an example. Okay, this one is called Sick Pink, and it's like a really, I'm going to swatch it for you, Jill. It's like a hot, hot fuchsia, okay? This is like an 80s fuchsia that you'd see on like Cyndi Lauper's lips.
Right.
If you put it on your cheeks and you just do, so when I use a cream like this, like a blush stick, I do a tiny X on the apple of my cheek and then I blend it out. If I were to do that, it's like the softest, prettiest pink, you know, it's like a baby's cheeks. But when I put it on my lips and I just keep going, like I said, it's just this hot 80s look, right? And I found that with all the products. So the one I think is most wearable that you could use, it's called Ancient. It's a rich, dark brown, as you can see, slight metallic to it.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so this is obviously you're going to want to put this on your eyes first, but I also used it in the hollow of my cheek to contour and it was great. And then yesterday I even used it as a lipstick and it was like very modern, like slightly gothy. I thought it was so cool. And really, it's all about blending these together and you can have so much fun. Like I put the brown on my eyes, I added the purple on top. And when I put the purple on, it was so sheer and pale. But then you put the purple on your lips and it's like, whoa, purple, mauve, lipstick, like take me to the club.
Lavender dreams.
Right?
And then the wear of it, how did it wear for you? And is there like an MO behind that?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I found that the, just like any cream eyeshadow I've ever used, it creases. I also have oily eyelids, but still. I also found that the color kind of faded throughout the day.
Right.
So at first I was like, how am I going to give this a positive review? Like, I want to love these so much. But as I was reading about the whole MO of the brand, and it's really meant to be like what Isamaya says, it's meant to be makeup that you can move and live and breathe in. And she's such like a badass. I don't think she gives a shit about creasing. Do you know what I mean? And so what I realized is like, these are smaller, more like lipstick size products is I really think like what I would do is I would carry this in my purse, like a lipstick, and I would reapply it on my eyelid when I'm like at the bar between a cocktail, just like when you reapply your lipstick.
Okay.
And that, because it really is that easy to apply. Like you just put it on your eyelid and you blend it slightly with your finger and that's all you need to do. Like I've tried, there's some liquid oils that have come out for eyes. There's a lot of these like liquidy formulas coming out right now and they can be really hard to manage and you need to like reel it in. You need a separate makeup sponge to kind of get a shape to it. This one, no, you just put it on and it's done. You honestly apply it like lipstick. And I think that's
so
modern
and
cool.
Was it all like, did they have some kind of like metal designer designing it or was it them?
You know what? I don't know. But on that note, what I can tell you is the packaging is insane. It is so beautiful. Like these are pretty basic to look at. But if you look at like the mascara and other products in the line, there's like a really deep red and there's like a green product and they're all super sculptural. Like it's on an angle. If you've ever seen Flower, the perfume Kenzo. By Kenzo, it almost looks like that. Like it's so sculptural. And the eyeshadow, there's a 5-piece eyeshadow palette coming out in October. And it's in a palette that's black on the bottom. And on the top, it's like hammered metal.
Right.
Like it honestly.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's these are like objet d'art that you could have. Never mind your vanity, like on your coffee table or on your shelf. Yeah. So pretty. And they're meant to be like keepsakes, you know, it's the opposite of fast fashion, a lot like the Byredo candles, just like great quality. But these were fun.
I think the names are really funny of the lipsticks. I was looking it up the other day and like the lipsticks are called like Divorce.
Yeah.
Dance Hall Worshippers. So like I could see a lot of like people getting these as gifts and just being like, yeah, divorce. And like, wearing, what color are you wearing on your lips? Divorce.
Yeah.
What color are you wearing? Red armchair. Worship. Yeah. It's actually called worship her. So,
yeah.
So there's definitely a bit of an edge to every single aspect of this line. You would expect nothing less.
Yeah. This is like the Lower East Side girl, you know, she's wearing like her vintage dress and her combat boots and like taking out this eyeshadow stick and like putting it on right in the middle of the bar as she's waiting for a drink. So what have you been loving for makeup?
Okay. I want to tell you guys about a makeup item that was love at first swatch. And this is the MAC Powder Kiss Bliss Liquid Lip Color, $24, $27 in Canada, and 17 different shades. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, Powder Kiss, why does that sound familiar? So that was actually from MAC last year. They launched the Powder Kiss Lipstick Bullet, so the traditional lipstick. And that was just like a huge sellout hit, used backstage all the time.
Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar.
It's just this really perfectly powdered, matte, soft finish lipstick. And it's amazing. So what they've done, though, is take that powder technology and introduce it into these brand new liquid lip colors. These are just, I'm so obsessed with every single color. They're all just these knockout shades like you'd expect from MAC. The one that I'm wearing right now is MAC Smash, but my other favorite is Devoted to Chili. By the way, you guys, for the first time ever, we're actually recording this damn goods on video. So we're going to find a place to put these little videos, probably on our Instagram. So I'm going to swatch a couple of these for you, Carlene, so you can see.
Let me see.
The pigment, just the texture of these, they're kind of like a moussey matte. And I love, love, love how creamy they are on your lips the second you put them on. And still 2 hours, 3 hours later after I've put this on, I've just rubbed my lips together, you guys. And it's still as creamy. Like it is just a dream to wear. And these are some of the swatches.
So pretty. You guys can see. It's like a deep red.
Yeah, the one I'm wearing is like a really pigmented rich red. And so it kind of gives you this blurred finish on your lips. And it's a high impact matte color. It's almost hard to explain, but it's just this weightless feel. But that matte look with no creasing, no kind of bleeding everywhere. I just loved how that color went on. The only drawback I would say about it is that it has an hourglass shaped doe foot brush, which is meant to, when you put it on, hug your lips, like hug the contour of your lips on the top and the bottom. But it can get like a little bit messy when you're putting it on. So some people, if you want like a more defined line, you might want to use it.
Yeah, because it's not giving you that precision around the edges. Well, so many people are fans of the MAC Chili lipstick.
Totally.
I feel like this is just a different iteration and a different longer lasting formula.
And I feel like they just do that curation, right? That they're actually using these colors backstage. Like they feel so current. I love it.
Yeah. And I feel like this is, you know, we talked about this with Rare Beauty as well. These are just like the next iterations of the matte liquid lip color because everybody likes the pigment and everybody loves the long wear, but they needed to make them more comfortable, right? Because they could get so dry.
Yeah, this is supposed to be comfortable for like at least 10 hours. And I know a lot of people are wearing masks right now, Carlene. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to a lippy that will not move if you really want something that's coming off on nothing. Okay. I wanted to give a shout out to this product. It's from the Lip Bar. And this is the Lip Bar liquid lipstick in a color called Boss Lady, B-A-W-S-E, and it's $13 at Target. The Lip Bar is a Black-owned beauty brand by Melissa Butler. She's killing the game right now. I love following her journey on social media. Her brand has been around for more than about 5 years now, and this has been the number one best-selling shade. But why I'm talking about it right now, aside from the fact that it doesn't smudge and it doesn't budge, is that the Lip Bar just did a collaboration with Michelle Obama. And it was all in support of getting people out to vote. So they contributed 40% of the proceeds of the sales of this lipstick, this special limited edition color. The organization is called When We All Vote, and it was about getting an increase in voter registration, especially with young people. And I think that just speaks to what we talk about a lot, which is just the power of a lipstick to sort of engage and inspire and contribute to the greater good. And it's not just about making you feel good, but there's power in lipstick and there always has been. And I just wanted to give them a shout out.
Okay, so cool. Have you listened to Michelle Obama's new podcast, by the way?
I have. I listened to the one of her and Barack, and I just loved, what I loved the most about it is how they just left all the little awkward laughs and silences between them, and it just felt like a real couple talking. And
yeah,
I think some of her guests have been wonderful, and I'm always eager to hear from her. She's so amazing. And by the way, the one that they did together was called Boss Voter, but Boss Lady is their number one bestseller. It's like a blue-toned red, and that's always around. So you can still support a Black-owned business that's doing great things in the world.
And get out there and vote, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so just before we get into an eye product you're not going to want to miss, I want to talk about a product that I completely fell in love with. It's the Ritual Defi Color Nectar Pigment Balm. And it is available, I think it came out in August in the US. It's $24. In Canada, it's $31. It's coming to Detox Market in October. It's okay. Available in 5 shades. And I'm holding it up for you here, Jill. How sweet are these little black round compacts? They're so cute.
I love the story of this brand. It's very witchy, which I'm personally very into. I don't mean that in any derogatory sense. I just love witchy women. And it's like this ritual of the sisters, Rituals Defi. So I think what they're doing is very cool.
Yeah, it's got like even their logo has all these little stars, like celestial stars around it. And I remember meeting with them. And I think what's so impressive is, you know, they definitely, it's a color cosmetics brand that resides in like the all natural organic space.
Right.
But they really, and you hear this a lot, but they really push to try to make formulations that live up to the standard of conventional beauty products. And I think these are no exception to that. These are translucent balms that can be used as blushes, lipstick, or even eyeshadows, they say. I have not tried it as an eyeshadow.
Ooh, let's see a swatch.
Yeah. So when I show you these colors, Jill, look how rich and deep they are. Like this one that's called Glass Wing. It looks almost like an aubergine. It's like a blackish purple. So I'm going to swatch it for you. Put it on my wrist. You can see that it's pigmented, but it definitely goes on a lot more sheer than what it looks like in the pan.
Yeah.
And you can build it up somewhat. So it's funny. It's like they're pigmented, but you're still, see how you can build it up more?
Mm-hmm.
They're pigmented, but they're going to stay sheer enough that it's going to give you more of a dewy tint. And it's definitely a moisturizing formula. It has jojoba oil in it and a host of other botanicals. So I personally think these are great for dehydrated skin like mine. If I wasn't a beauty editor constantly testing products, I just would completely move over to cream blushes altogether. Yeah. I think it looks so much more natural. It's this beautiful flush to the face. And what I really like about this product is that I love the look when you wear the same color on the lips as the cheeks and you get that kind of stained look. It looks like, for me, I'm very pale. It reminds me of like Snow White. It's like she's not really wearing makeup. She just looks like that, right?
Right.
And the color that I'm obsessed with, it's called Blood Flower. I love it. What a witchy name. Perfect for Halloween. It's a cherry red glaze. And again, you just put it on the cheek. It gives like the softest, beautiful flush. And then it's a stain on the lip. And it actually lasts a long time, which you don't normally find with these translucent balms. Usually those like disappear, right? And even on the cheeks, it lasted a long time. And I do have to say that my husband turned to me at dinner. So I was wearing it all day and we were outside and he's like, "You look really pretty today."
Oh my God, Kev.
I know, but he doesn't normally say that. So
no, I know.
Again, it's like when that happens, you're like, I instantly turned to him and I was like, what is it? What is the makeup that you're seeing? What are you seeing? I was like, is it my lips, my brows? Cause you know, I'm trying to evaluate these products. So I was actually happened to be wearing that NARS soft matte foundation I mentioned earlier. So I blended the matte with this more like sheer dewy over top. And I loved my look. I'm going to post it on our blog, you guys, so you can see for yourself. And so, of course, we can't finish off talking about makeup without talking about the mascara that is exciting you right now. What is it, Jill?
Yes, this is the mascara of my dreams at the moment. I actually tested this in a hurricane Not a word of lie, and it held up. So here we go. This is called the Hourglass Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara. It's $29 US and 36 in Canada. So this is a tubing mascara, and this is basically a holy grail mascara for anyone with oily skin or oily eyelids, or if you're that person and you go into your bathroom in the middle of the day and 90% of the time you see like smudging underneath your eyes, raccoon eyes, will save the day.
Okay.
Trust me when I tell you. So it's also a clean, quote unquote, clean and vegan formula. Specifically, vegan is not that common in a luxury brand like Hourglass. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that I point that out. I just think it's really interesting that we're seeing that be a priority for more luxury brands. Instead of the usual waxes and dyes, tubing mascaras, they use like film polymers to shrink wrap each and every lash. So that's where you get that longer lasting staying power. And I would say overall with this mascara, because the name of it is Instant Extensions Mascara, do I think that's accurate? Not really. But okay. I will say it did not budge at all. I think my lashes look full and dense and good, but they're not super long or dramatic like you would get from a lash extension. However, I am wearing this underneath on my lower lashes and it hasn't moved, I don't think, at all. And
yeah,
it hasn't moved at all. And like I said, I wore it around in when I went for a walk and it was literally a hurricane brewing. So there was like crazy winds and really it was like spitting rain. And I came home and I still had my mascara on.
Yeah, that's quite the test.
It really
love
is.
It. Very scientific. Bring on the hurricane.
But then what's also interesting is that when you go in the shower, this just comes off with warm water when you actually rub it in and wash it off. So it's really easy to take off too, which is that tubing mascara thing again, right? Where it's almost like little fibers are coming off when you
that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part when you see them on your fingers and you're like, oh, there they are instead of my lashes.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I loved the Hourglass Caution Mascara, and that was like extremely dramatic volume, very, very bold. So I think you get a more dramatic full look with the Caution Mascara, but this one is more like a ride or die and worth the money, I think, for people who are like serial smudgers.
Yeah, it's like more defining. And I love the tip that we got from the makeup artist Lucky Bromhead in our episode a while back. She's one of the key makeup artists on the Schitt's Creek show.
The Emmy Award winning Schitt's Creek now.
Emmy Award winning. And she gave us that tip about using your favorite conventional mascara on top and a tubing mascara on the lower lashes to avoid smudging down there. And I just thought that was so genius, because how, you know, I can never find a mascara that doesn't smudge down there. So I think that's brilliant. I think tubing mascaras are coming, making a comeback for some reason, and bring it.
Awesome.
That's what I say. All right. So on to skincare. Favorite part of the episode for so many of you guys. Jill, what's the winner for fall?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys about a cleanser that to me is an 11 out of 10. And I'm not alone, because it's been selling out constantly since it hit shelves in August.
Okay, tell us why.
So this is the Tatcha the Rice Wash Skin Softening Cleanser. It's $35 US, 46 Canadian, and available at Sephora and on Tatcha's website. So what you're really going to notice is just how soft your skin is afterwards. Like that skin softening language in the title of the cleanser, I was like, how different could it be, really?
Right.
But then when I tried it just one time and I touched my skin afterwards, I was like, oh yeah, it is like hella soft.
Yeah.
And so it really has a lot of nourishing ingredients in it. It's a cream cleanser and it has hyaluronic acid in it. It's pH balanced. It has Uji green tea, which is prized throughout Japan as the finest source of green tea. And it's really antioxidant rich, of course. It also has algae in it, and it also has Akita rice. And this is like the hero ingredient. It is known as the finest rice in Japan for its superior taste and quality. And it's also noted as like a nourishing moisturizer rich in essential protein. So I found this was really good for me. If I was wearing a lot of heavy makeup or a lot of sunscreen, I would oil cleanse first, then use this. It is meant for more like normal dry combination skin, but I'm oily skin and I loved it too. I think it's just that softness that I couldn't get over. And what also impressed me, just that I read in the press kit, typically we do see a lot of claims when it comes to products and especially skincare products, but a lot of them are like, of 80 women who used it, 90% of them said that their skin was softer. Well, obviously, like, you know, they're getting free product, but they actually did a clinical study on this particular product. And they said that over 6 hours, it was proven to boost the skin's hydration on an average of 39%. And that was conducted with bioinstrumental measurements of more than 20 people over a 4-week period. So I was like, okay, yeah, it's really legit.
Yeah.
And I think it's a winner for sure. Love it.
Well, and I think even a lot of people with kind of normal or combination skin, you know, they do tend to switch up their skincare routine as we start getting into the colder weather. So the fact that, you know, I personally will start using a cream cleanser, whereas in the summer I might use something that's more, you know, giving me like a squeaky clean feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think a lot of people will be into that. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Great. Now, you've piqued my interest, Carlene, because you told me sort of off the mic that you have a new favorite that even though it launched a little bit ago, you were like compelled to tell everybody how obsessed you are with it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we can't talk about fall skincare without talking about a good moisturizer. And the one that I'm going to tell you about is the Tata Harper Waterlock Moisturizer. It's $68 US, $90 in Canada. And just like you said, Jill, I'm definitely cheating here because it launched back in April in the US and in May here in Canada. So it's not really meant to be a fall product, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I love it so much. So what I'm holding is actually the refillable container. So normally it's going to come in the beautiful green glass jar with the gold lid that you're used to.
Right.
They do have these recyclable refill containers available. I'll be honest, guys, it's not that much cheaper than just buying the glass, but it is better for the environment. So that's the idea. And another thing I just want to mention is I just mentioned the price. This is definitely coming in as the least expensive Tata Harper moisturizer. And I think Tata is known like to have beautiful products, but they are quite expensive. So even though it's not like cheap, this is half the price at least as some of their moisturizers. So I wonder if she might be like taking cues that, you know, or if it's just, I don't know what it is, the cost of the ingredients, I'm not sure, but I like that it's more of a reasonable cost. And
yeah,
it is my favorite Tata Harper product that I've tried to date. I feel like that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
If you want to know what my other favorites are, go back and listen to our Tata Harper founder episode because I do have a lot, but this is my fave. So what is it? The Waterlock Moisturizer is a lightweight, silicone-free hydrator that primes and smooths without silicones. So the key kind of word there is honestly in the title, like what it's called, the Waterlock Moisturizer, because it's really hydrating your skin and then keeping it hydrated throughout the day. And that's really hard to do. But I think I just need to explain, like when I first put it on, it's just like this refreshing, quenching feeling.
And you know what, I feel this is like giving me vibes of like she's very inspired by K-beauty.
Perhaps. It definitely has like that lightweight, beautiful.
Even the name Waterlock, like so many of them are Waterlock, water cream.
Yeah, totally. So it's definitely really hydrating without being at all greasy. It feels like a water-based moisturizer more than like an oil-based moisturizer.
Right.
It contains orange blossom peptides and pomegranate spheres. Right. And then there's hyaluronic acid. So of course, that's giving you the hydration and kind of locking in that moisture. Now, I just felt, Jill, when I put this on right away, that my skin looked so much more even and it looked calmer. And like, I just was obsessed with that glisten that I had.
Yeah.
That kind of slight sheen. And I need to clarify because a lot of her moisturizers do have actual luminizers in them. And that's not what I'm talking about. It's more just like you just had a facial.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the fact that you can just kind of get that at home by just applying a moisturizer, I don't know. I'm like in love with this product. And then it also has AHAs in it. So you are going to get more smoothing and even toning over time. And you do want to use a sunscreen in the day. Oh, and one last thing I wanted to say about the smoothing and priming. It really does. It's beautiful under makeup. And there are professional makeup artists, because now they've had it in their hands for a long time, they're actually using it as a primer under makeup. So that's another thing, is like you get this smoother surface with the texture. It's just like it does so many things. It's crazy. You got to try it.
Awesome. Love it. I will definitely get my hands on that, hopefully sooner than later.
But the one thing I will say too is it is quite fragrant. That's the one which I didn't love. And that's just all the natural, like her ingredient lists are 100 items long. So it's just all those. It's the orange blossom, but it is a bit, I know it's there for a reason. It's just, it's not sort of added just for the scent, but it is quite perfumey to me. It didn't irritate my skin, but it is for people who are sensitive to scent, just be aware.
It's a good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to round out the episode. First of all, I'm going to stretch before I talk about this because it's very complex, you guys. So I want you to stick with me. But what I'm going to do is I am going to explain to you my first impressions of a brand new facial gadget that I just got yesterday. And this is the Foreo Bear Microcurrent Facial Toning Device. It's $259 US. $399 Canadian. And there's also mini versions of the Foreo Bear Mini. And those are $199 US and $259 Canadian. So this might be something if you're already thinking ahead to like holiday gifting and stuff. Maybe you want to put it on your wish list, you know, your Sephora wish list or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I love the name, Jill. I love the name.
I know.
Bear. It's so adorable. Why is it called Bear?
So you haven't heard anything about this yet. So I'm going to hold it up to the camera and you can see it's an orb shape. And it fits in the palm of my hand. It's silicone. The body of it is silicone. It fits very comfortably in my hand. And then on the top, there's two stainless steel balls. So why they call it bear is that these two little stainless steel balls on the top look like bear ears. Frankly, I think they should have called this one Mama Bear and the little one Baby Bear. Like, come on, guys. Free idea. Run with it. So I just want to back up for a second to talk about microcurrents. So microcurrents have been used in professional skincare treatments for so many years. And I personally have had them done many times. I know Shawnee Darden talked about that in our Red Carpet Secrets episode that came out about a year ago. She talked about doing microcurrent treatments on her clients. And so microcurrent machines in facial aesthetic settings, they use electrical currents to basically go deeper into the skin, into the muscles, to stimulate the collagen and tighten the skin's appearance to give it a fresher, lifted look.
Great for firming.
Yeah, and it has been around for decades. It's really giving you that sculpted look, but it really hasn't been until the last few years or so that it's been used at home. Obviously, people are probably familiar with the New Face product. And so this one is just like slightly cheaper than that.
I feel like the New Face is for people my age and the Bear is for people 25 years old, you know?
Well, what Foreo has done so brilliantly here is they've made this look like it's fun to use. So what I want to talk to you about is the electrical current. First of all, this has an anti-shock system built in. So even though it is electrical currents, you're not going to feel like you're going to get zapped at any moment. So it's totally safe for that.
So you can use it in the bath?
I wouldn't probably use it in the bath just to be extra safe. But how they explain it is that microcurrents emit a low voltage of electrical currents that mirror your own body's electrical currents on a cellular level to help refine and contour the skin. So they kind of say it's like a facial workout.
Okay.
But I don't really know if I would go that far. So I'm going to tell you how to use it. So you can use it on its own as is, just turn on the button and go. But I connected it to the My Foreo app and I personally really liked the guided feature. It's only 3 minutes. Okay. And so the first step that they tell you to do, Carlene, is you need a conductor gel, right? It's electrical current. You can't just use this on dry skin. It's not going to get the currents into your skin. So they have one they sell separately. It's called the Foreo Serum. But you could really use it with any serum that you have. Right. So wash your face, put on your favorite serum, and then you'll get to work with this device. So basically this connects via Bluetooth and it walks you through a 3-minute treatment on your skin. So you're going to get the jawline, you're going to get the forehead, you're going to get the cheek area. And there's also, it encourages you to do your neck. So like I said, it's 3 minutes.
My double chin.
That's me. And I personally think this is like a great like Netflix thing to do kind of mindlessly. Like it tells you the time to move the tool. You don't really need to spend too much time doing it. And I think that's the genius part, is that they've made it so you'll make it part of your routine every single day, but you don't have to spend 25 minutes doing it. I remember the Silk and Titan came out a few years ago, mm-hmm. and that product really works well. But honestly, the full treatment is like 30 minutes.
Wow.
So it's just not conducive to our lifestyles, you know?
Right, right. So Netflix and Bear. That's
Netflix and Bear.
My new evening routine.
So some of you may be curious how it's different than the new face Trinity. I can't say I've tried the Trinity. I do have it. That's on a to-do list for someday. But according to Foreo, Bear is over 2 times more powerful than new face Trinity. Mm-hmm. And Bear delivers power to your skin 6 times faster than new face Trinity. And the new face Trinity treatment is 5 minutes. And because the Bear is like a little bit more powerful, it only has to be 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
So they say that the preset microcurrent treatment is 3 minutes, and they recommend using it every day for 2 months to see the full results before gradually scaling back to only using it 3 times a week. And they have different settings, Carlene, in the microcurrent, so you can really ratchet it up.
Right.
And you will, if you get it up and you choose that setting in the app, if you ratchet it up to like the top setting, which I did because I'm a masochist and I just wanted to see, you definitely felt.
You had an orgasm?
Not quite. I think they'd have to charge a lot more if that was the case. But
so what happened?
Oh, I just felt it. It was like, woo, wow, wow. Like you really felt it.
Felt it in your teeth?
Well, I felt it in my skin. Mm-hmm. And when I was sculpting around my jawline, when I had it on that higher setting, and this has happened to me in professional settings too, is like I have a lot of metal fillings in my mouth and I did taste metal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm still alive. So I think that's fine. And I like also you don't have to keep charging it. One charge lasts 90 uses. Yeah,
Foreo is so great for that. Such a great option when, frankly, a lot of us are still not able to see our facialists.
Oh, totally.
So if you're going to have a little splurge for the fall, you know, this can probably get you by until when you can. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed our favorite fall makeup and skincare finds. We are going to be coming at you in a few weeks with a whole budget version of this episode. Stay tuned for that. And as always, drop us a line in our Facebook chat room and on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast to let us know what you thought of the episode, what you tried, what you're loving, what you didn't. We want to hear from you.
Awesome. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.